93. How is one God in three persons? We cannot comprehend this inner mystery of the Godhead, but we believe it on the infallible testimony of the Word of God. The things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 94. What difference is there between the persons of the Holy Trinity? God the Father is neither begotten nor proceeds from any other person. The Son of God is from all eternity begotten of the Father. The Holy Spirit from all eternity proceeds from the Father. 95. Are the three hypostases or persons of the Most Holy Trinity all of equal majesty? Yes, all of absolutely equal divine majesty. The Father is true God, the Son equally true God, and the Holy Spirit true God. But yet so that in the three persons there is only one tri-personal God. 96. Why is God called the Almighty? Because he upholds all things by his power and his will. 97. What is expressed by the words of the Creed? Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. This, that all was made by God, and that nothing can be without God. 98. Are not these words taken from Holy Scripture? They are. The book of Genesis begins thus: In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The Apostle Paul, speaking of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, says, By him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. 99. What is meant in the Creed by the word invisible? The invisible or spiritual world, to which belong the angels. 100. What are the angels? Incorporeal or bodiless spirits, having intelligence, will, and power. 101. What means the name angel? It means a messenger. 102. Why are they so called? Because God sends them to announce his will. Thus, for instance, Gabriel was sent to announce to the Most Holy Virgin Mary the conception of the Saviour. 103. Which was created first, the visible world or the invisible? The invisible was created before the visible, and the angels before men. 104. Can we find any testimony to this in Holy Scripture? In the book of Job, God himself speaks of the earth thus: Who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the stars were created, all my angels praised me with a loud voice. Job chapter 38, verses 6 to 7.